can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Kick off the Wednesday podcast in your face. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, I love a good rock book, like a book from like a rock star.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Depending on like who it is. I think you read a rock star's book. Didn't you read like the Anthony Kiedis book from Red Hot Chili Peppers? Yeah.
Yep.
I read the dude from the Eagles, Don Felder. I read his book. I read Sammy Hagar's book.
Okay.
A new book is out yesterday, Jerry, from Alex Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
The drummer of Van Halen, who you never really heard from that dude.
Right.
Right? When Eddie Van Halen, you heard a lot from.
Right.
David Lee Roth, you definitely heard a lot from. Michael Anthony, the bassist, you didn't hear a lot from. But the quietest guy in the band was definitely Alex Van Halen.
Yeah.
So he's got a book that came out yesterday called Brothers.
Okay.
But it is, you know, about Van Halen and how they got started. And I'm sure all the David Lee Roth stuff in there. I saw Sammy Hagar commenting that he didn't like the way he was portrayed in this book or whatever. So I feel very interested in this book. But I also wonder, do you think he'll show up on any interesting podcasts?
If he wants to sell his book,
he
should.
That's what I think, right?
Yeah.
You got to go on one of these major podcasts.
I would certainly think that's the way of the world right now.
But then here's the weird thing about if you have a biography or autobiography, the book is about your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go on a podcast, and a podcast isn't a 4-minute segment on Letterman or the Today Show.
Right, you give away the whole book.
Yeah, do you give away the whole book? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not like we haven't seen long form interviews about books before.
Yeah.
I think you have to give enough, but not everything. It's not easy to do, especially if you have an engaging host that can kind of really get you to talk.
Yeah.
If he went on the Joe Rogan podcast, he's there for 3 hours.
Right.
What else is he discussing?
Yeah, I would think you'd get everything in there.
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I did see Trump is going to go on with Rogan.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Which, again, makes sense with what's going on digitally in this world now. So, but I don't know. If you write a book, do you go on a podcast where you could give up so much information that it would make the listener be into the interview and then wonder, why would I now buy the book?
Yeah, like there was a couple of people who went on podcasts. They had a book out about the food industry and all the crappy food reading and all this stuff. And I saw them on with Tucker Carlson. I saw them on with Joe Rogan. And I did buy the book. But I will tell you that most of it was covered in those multi-houred podcasts.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure there's only so much stuff that you can say.
And yet, if Joe Rogan invites you on to the podcast, you have to go because of the reach he has.
I would agree. I totally agree. And you probably will sell books.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But there will be people that will not buy the book because they probably figure they just heard everything they had to hear.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like what other, like Mark Maron does a good interview podcast. He would be good. And he's like he loves classic rock. But I don't even know, like, the other thing you don't know about a guy like Alex Van Halen, he's written this book. Can he talk?
Don't know.
Like, is he an engaging, giving you real answers, or is he a short answer guy? You know what I mean? Like, he may have written the book because he doesn't want to do interviews.
Yeah, I guess. I know when Billy Corgan went on with Howard Stern, the first 20 minutes of it was just awful. It was pulling teeth for him to say anything. And because Stern can stay on forever, he ultimately got him to open up. But it was, those interviews are tough. I mean, who knows? Even the guy from Maroon 5 went on with Stern.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, it was terrible. And I'm sitting there like, why am I listening? Like, it was bad. But again, you ask enough questions, they get comfortable, they finally start talking. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, like, what do you think are the biggest places if you want to reach, like, for Alex Van Halen? Where would be the biggest places you think you need to go to reach your audience?
You have to sell on Amazon, number one.
Yeah.
I mean,
as far as what shows would you go on?
Right. Well, sure. I'm just saying in terms of what you need to do.
Yeah.
I think number one, you got to make sure that book can be bought through Amazon.
It is.
Used to be Barnes & Noble for the New York Times bestseller list. I really think now it's Amazon and Amazon Books. So you do that first, then you've got to figure out, are there any radio shows or TV shows that I should do? And then you probably look at the top. I would try and research the top podcasts that have had authors on that have had really good numbers.
Because it's weird to see the podcasts that, like, Trump has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some weird ones that just didn't, that I didn't know were as big as they clearly are.
Yeah.
So you got to look like you're right. Like, where's your audience? But a Van Halen fan, what podcasts are they listening to?
Right. So then the first one would be an easy Google search.
Yeah.
Top podcasts.
And then, like, you mentioned Howard Stern. Is that still a place?
I think it is.
That would sell books for that audience, for a Van Halen audience. I think you're right.
So, like, the first thing that comes up, 35 best rock podcasts you need to follow in 2024. Like, this is where I would start. Now, yeah. I don't know exactly what the criteria is for this. But, like, these, I've never heard of any of these. And you look at it, I mean, they're rated pretty highly. I don't know how many followers or people, but I'd probably pick out a few of these, you know, before I went to just the generic big ones.
Yeah. I would go on Eddie Trunk. Eddie Trunk is got a nice following.
There you go. I wonder if he's on this
in
list.
Rock and metal. I think he does stuff still at SiriusXM, so maybe he's doing a show over there.
Even like a Google search like I just did. So this is saying the best rock and roll podcast that you need to have on your list. So, like, the second one, I'm not going to name it, but I'll just say the second one, 800 Twitter followers. Yeah. How popular could this thing be then?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, I don't know how many subscribers they have. I don't, that could be a big number. Yeah. I don't know. But if you're not making a dent in social media, how popular could you possibly be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll be interested. I'm kind of interested to follow this now to see where he winds up and where he goes.
Yeah.
And I'd be the first one to be downloading an interview with Alex Van Halen.
Player FM, this website,
mm-hmm.
rock music, top rock music podcast. The Eddie Trunk one is fourth.
Okay.
So there you go.
Hmm. All right.
Interesting.
Oh, yes, Jerry.
It'd be funny to have a music podcast.
It would be, yeah.
You know, I know you can't really play stuff, I guess, but.
Right.
Or can you? I don't.
You can play music on your podcast if you're on Spotify only.
Oh, because the music is licensed
the rights
there already.
To the music,
that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
So check this out, Jerry. This is just a bad luck situation for me yesterday.
Okay.
I come home yesterday, and I had to bring my dog to the dog hotel because we've got the Craig Carton Hall of Fame luncheon today. I didn't know what time it's going to be back. So when I come home, I think this is a perfect time for me to vacuum the house
mm-hmm.
because the dog's out. Yeah. I get all the dog hair. I could vacuum the dog beds. I do a bang-up job, Jerry. And I've got my windows open. It was a beautiful day.
Gorgeous yesterday.
I have screens on, of course. But my windows are open. Sliding glass doors open with the big screen.
Yep.
I am feeling it. Go upstairs, throw some laundry in, come back down. My kitchen table is covered in dirt. I'm like, where did this? The landscapers. what do you call that blowing thing? What do you call it? Leaf blowing?
A leaf blower.
They blew all into my screen door. My house was covered in dirt. After I just vacuumed, the dog bed was sitting there covered in dirt.
You didn't hear the blowers going?
No.
Really?
No, I was upset. I went upstairs. Well, I knew they were out there. No, I didn't know they were out there, but I didn't know they were blowing the dirt into my screen. I could not believe it.
I got to be honest. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
That is very funny.
It took me a second to figure out, how is this in my home?
So I'm laughing. One, it's funny. But two, last year in the spring, we had baseball practice. I would always get to, so school let out when he was in eighth grade, and I was coaching the seventh and eighth grade team. School let out at 2:15. We were on the field at 2:30. So we always, we made sure they told the landscapers, if you're doing work on the field, you're cutting the grass, it's got to be done. Like, you got to be out of there by 2:00 because we're on the field at 2:30. So we practiced on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays, I would get together with the other coach that I worked with, and we would go over the practice plan. So sometimes it would be we'd go for lunch. Sometimes he'd be running late. We would just meet in the parking lot. He had a Ford Raptor. So I would go sit in his truck, and we would go over things. This one particular day, I got my car by the field, windows open. I go sit in his Ford, and we're going over everything. The landscapers come by. This is at 1:45. They zip through everything. Okay, great. It wasn't until after practice I go to my car, And I open the door. There's grass clippings. There's dirt. My car was filled with landscaping crap from them. So that's why I'm laughing, because it happens.
It is unbelievable.
Yes, it happens. They just do their job and they get out.
It annoys me when I'll be driving down a road and they're blowing the dirt and dust into the road.
Oh, yeah.
Like, screw you guys.
But that's what they all do. It's funny because for the longest time, I used to, you know, I would rake the grass, you know, whatever grass clippings were there. And where after you do the edging, I would brush it and then I would put it into a bag. And I'm like, I was the only person on the block that, this is going back when, I guess, probably around the time Joseph was born. We're going back 14 years. This is my other house. I was like the only house on the block that didn't have landscapers. I felt like the cheap schmuck on the block. But I didn't mind doing it. I really didn't mind doing it. It wasn't, you remember my other house. It was not a lot of, it was not that big a deal. But everyone else had a landscaper. And all they would do is there's in the street. And I'm like, why am I the one that's picking up the, so finally I start doing it. And my wife's like, you know, that's very sloppy. I'm like, what's sloppy? She goes, why are you blowing the leaf clipping? Because everyone else does. Yeah. Why am I the one that's collecting bags every week? And it wasn't much, to be quite honest, but still. So I do that too now, because every landscaper blows everything into the, and the cars come by, boom, and then it just disperses.
Yeah, that's what I hope. But I hope to drive by in my car and push it back onto the lawns.
Understood.
But I don't think physics works that way.
I don't
way.
Know where it goes, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it just goes into the atmosphere.
Pretty much, yeah. Make sure your rental car windows aren't open.
I didn't think about that with a car, though. That's a great thing to be conscious of. If you go to somebody's house and park or your house, and you're like, oh, it's a beautiful day, and leave my windows open because I'm going to go back in the car.
Better hope the landscapers aren't coming by.
Right. They'll blow that right into you.
And I actually think they do it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
I do.
My first thought was I'm going to go out there and scream, but I was like,
they're doing their job, man.
They're not even going to care.
No.
And it's already blown into the house.
Right.
And part of it was funny to me, as ridiculous as it was. I was like, thank God I have such a tiny condo, because I could just re-vacuum it. And it takes no time.
That is funny, though.
And clean off my table, but everything was just covered in dirt.
Oh, I believe it. That is funny.
Fine, fine dirt.
Bad timing on your part.
Are you aware we're in a drought situation in New Jersey?
I wasn't aware we were in a drought. I did see the signs this morning that said no fires because of dry conditions. Now, we just had a fire pit built, so I guess I'm not allowed to do a fire in my backyard this weekend. But, I mean, not for nothing. We were talking about the weather this morning. Can you think of other than that one weekend where I had unfortunately had a wedding in Atlantic City, which was supposed to be outside, that Friday, Saturday, where it rained, and even late Saturday afternoon turned nice. Friday was awful. Saturday morning was not great, but when was the time it rained?
And prior to that rain, I remember it hadn't rained.
Yeah.
Because when we were getting that rain, which usually annoys me, I was like, you know what? We really need this rain.
Yeah.
They said it was the third driest September ever.
I believe it.
In New Jersey.
I believe it. And September and October have become really our best. We've talked about this a lot. Yeah. They have become our best weather months. But to not get anything is pretty wild.
Yeah. So they're already trying to. It's interesting, though. They try to do these restrictions where they say don't.
Water the lawn?
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. My brain is on.
It's not
my
good.
My brain is disappearing.
I know.
Water the lawn, water the cars. But yet, every sprinkler system in my town, everyone's still just, they don't care.
And especially for us, we see it.
Yeah.
When people set their sprinklers to 3 a.m.
Yeah, well, I see it.
So no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. My whole neighborhood. When I leave, everybody's sprinklers are on at 3 o'clock in the morning. So,
oh, it's the worst when I have to walk my dog on like a Saturday morning or something. I'm just dodging. Everyone's watering the sidewalk.
I know.
Water your lawn, not the sidewalks.
Dummies.
Yeah.
Serious question. Like, where does the, so they say not to, I obviously the water that goes into the grass, like I get that. But to not be able to wash your car when the water then goes right back into the system, no?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand how that works. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Not really.
It's a good
sure.
question, though. You're right. Like, if it's going down the sewer, is that not being recycled water?
I guess I hope not, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I don't know. But that, like, I always wonder, like, so what do you do about it? Like, then what happens? Like,
I don't know.
What if it just never rains again?
I guess there's a 0.0000.1% of that possibly happening, but.
Like, we've counted on it raining, and it doesn't rain. It just doesn't rain again.
Well, what happens when you live in the desert, right? I mean, it's going to rain somewhere. It has to.
Yeah, Yeah, like where's Phoenix getting their water from? All of Arizona.
Don't they bring it in from California?
I don't know how. Like, how do you bring in all that water?
Do not know. It's a great question.
Big trucks, Jerry?
Those are some big trucks. There's only like, 10 million people that live there.
Right. That's what I mean.
I don't know. I don't know. Not sure. But I didn't realize we were in a drought.
And can we get any of that? Like, Florida had those nasty hurricanes. Yeah. All that water.
Now, where'd that go?
Probably all that went, not only did it go to waste, it destroyed homes and then went to waste.
I know. Yeah, it's a shame. Depending on where you live. Different.
And then it is weird to be reading an article about our lack of water while I'm staring at the ocean.
Yes.
Like, we still haven't figured out, still.
How can we take the salt out of the ocean water?
Yeah, how do we get that ocean water?
I remember Craig did that whole thing once. He was trying to come up with some concoction that where you start to strain the water.
Like a big filter.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think about that.
That is true, too.
And good news, Jerry. This morning, because I did not have my dog.
Mm-hmm. You slept?
No, I got up my normal time, and I tricked my body. Remember I told you my body will not poop during the week? I tricked my body into thinking it was a weekend morning. I made my coffee and had it at home instead of driving in. Went to the bathroom.
Look at that.
Felt pretty good.
Much better way to start the day, isn't it?
Yeah. I felt definitely freer.
I went with the last 2 days. I have substituted green tea instead of coffee for the ride in. Yeah.
Hot green tea.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It's okay.
Do you put anything in it?
No. Just plain. It honestly tastes like hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, green tea does taste like hot water.
It doesn't taste like anything.
The only time it tastes like something slightly different is if you can visually see it while you're
drinking.
And
see, it's green or yellow.
Yeah, but if you're in your car and you got a lid on it, you don't know. That's hot water.
It tastes like hot water. And I'm not saying it's bad by any stretch. Now, I didn't have the Bigelow green tea. I had two pods of the Celestial seasonings.
K-Cup.
Yeah, I don't know where we got them from, but we had two. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this. So I did it yesterday and today. Okay.
You going to go back to the coffee?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me either way. I'm not sure. I feel like I want to go back to the protein shake to start my day.
Drive-in protein.
Well, I used to do that. I used to either make it at home or I would make it here when I first got it. Remember, I still have the Nutribullet at my desk. The problem with that, I want to do it at home for the ride in. The problem is waking up the house.
Right, so,
yes. That's the problem. I don't know. We'll see.
Do it at night and then put it in the fridge?
Nah, it's
not the same.
No, because the ice melts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it just becomes too watery. It's not the same thing. So, no, I would say no. I did have a midweek drink last night, though, which I never do. Well,
what'd
my son's birthday, we went out to dinner. So I had a tequila.
Tequila midweek drink?
I had one drink.
What'd you get for your meal?
I got a grilled pork chop with a sweet potato and asparagus.
That sounds lovely.
It was fantastic. I still felt awful when I woke up because we ate. By the time we actually ate, even though we left the house at 5, if I played golf, we would have left the house. We were planning on leaving the house at 6. So I think we were supposed to go there at 6:30. We wound up leaving at 5:30. So we probably ate at 6:30. But even eating at 6:30, by the time you finish, it's almost 7. Get home. I lay down at 8:30. I'm like, oh. And I woke up feeling, ugh. And I'm starting to finally feel good now.
Yeah. The pork chop is a great go-to when you're going out, because how often are you making pork chops at home?
Not often.
Right. I make like steak, burgers, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Pork chops, never.
We're not never, but it's not often. It's not often. Kim, she does buy pork chops.
And does she buy the thick pork chop?
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. What the hell is the brand? She buys them at Dearborn, but yes.
How do you, you putting those in the oven or on the grill?
Depends. Sometimes she will put them in the oven, some season them. Sometimes she will put them on the barbecue. Sometimes she'll put them on the frying pan, believe it or not.
Is that right?
Yeah. Depends on where we're at, what the weather's like, yeah.
My mother used to make some sort of pork chop in a thing of sauerkraut.
Well, shake and bake? Oh, sauerkraut.
It was some sort of ribs or something. Maybe that was
okay.
It.
Okay.
It was something that was like slow cooked in a big thing of sauerkraut.
Really?
In the oven. And then when you would take it out, the
You sure you shouldn't cut up hot dogs into the sauerkraut?
No, definitely not hot dog. Yeah, this was some sort of either rib.
Interesting.
Or brisket type of, or pork chop.
I remember when we were growing up and all of a sudden they were telling us beef was terrible for us.
Yeah.
I remember my mom trying to be healthier and she saw all the shows and headlines too. Like, and growing up, it was pasta and meatballs every Sunday. Mostly, I shouldn't say every Sunday, but every Sunday starting right when school started and until, like, baseball season began. So from, like, September to March, like, every Sunday was pasta with your spaghetti, whatever, and meatballs. I remember one day we sat down at the table and, you know, she's scooping out the pasta and, she, you know, she's putting the – no meatballs, though. It was, like, pork and chicken.
Balls.
That was – no. Like a grilled chicken breast cut up in like strips
in place of meatballs.
And, yeah, and she put, and she cooked, and we went like maybe 2-3 years with no meatballs, no more sauce. It was chicken and pork, and it was just weird.
Yeah,
we got used to it, but it was like, huh. I remember saying, "Can't eat beef."
I went years without eating red meat.
I believe it. A lot of people stopped eating red meat, because
and it's
of,
like.
Yeah.
Now we find out it's like the healthiest thing you could eat.
Right. Now there's a red glow to your skin because you eat so much of it.
Oh, I'm eating red meat left and right, Jerry.
I know you are. I know.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show because we have to. You've got one more update in you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go watch the Craig Carton be inducted into the New York State Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, Jerry. So.